Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
The title of my message today is Present Your Body a Living Sacrifice. I'm using the New Revised Standard Version and the New King James Version. Present means to give as a gift or to bring or introduce into the presence of someone, specifically of superior rank or status. Mm-hmm. And we all know that is God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Body is considered to be a bone structure, a muscular system, blood vessels, and other major parts of the body. Sacrifice implies the sacrifice implies the slaughtering of an animal or a person or surrendering possession as an offering to God. It means we sacrifice our bodies to God. We surrender our flesh, our desires and everything unto God. In the Old Testament, people would sacrifice animals before God as a temporary covering for sin.
Yes.
Because blood had to be shed as an atonement for sin. If there was no blood shed, there would be no forgiveness for sin. Amen. With the law of Moses as an act of complete dedication, the individual would bring an unblemished animal to the altar or to the temple. The worshiper would then identify himself by placing his hand on top of the head of the animal. Then the animal would be slaughtered. The priest would then complete his duties and he would slaughter it and burn the carcass upon the altar. Yeah. This is known as a burnt sacrifice, a sweet savor unto the Lord, found in Leviticus 1. Yeah. This was the foreshadow of the perfect and complete sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Romans 12:1 says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, which means your spiritual worship.
Yes.
Appealing is a form of begging or pleading with someone with an urgency, as Paul was speaking. The word therefore means that Paul was speaking, as he spoke, it was built on the first 11 chapters of Romans. He was moving from foundation to application, from doctrine to practice. The important thing is how we live our life. Once the foundation of the Word of God is laid before us, we must apply it to our lives so that we can have the knowledge of how we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice to God through Jesus Christ. By the mercies of God, Paul was speaking from a love that responded to human need in unexpected or unmerited way. The Bible relates mercy to other qualities beyond love and forgiveness, with forgiveness being a main part of mercy.
Yes.
When we live in mercy, we exemplify God's mercy towards us. In Romans 12, it instructs us on how to be merciful one to another. Mercy implies both compassion to the weak and reprieve to the guilty.
Yes.
In which we all stand in need of.
Yes.
We all stand in need of a reprieve from God.
Amen.
Romans 5:8 says, God proved his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God has been merciful to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, how do we proceed into presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service? When we give God our reasonable service, this represents worship toward him. In Leviticus, when the worshiper came before God, they presented an animal without a blemish as an atonement for their sins. But today we present ourselves in worship before God. We don't have to physically die to present our bodies to God, because he gave his only begotten son to die for our sins, and that was the ultimate sacrifice. But we must allow our flesh to die continuously. We continuously present worship to God through our relationship with him in prayer, fasting, singing of songs of praise, studying our words, sharing it with others, and most importantly, listening to God's word.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 14 and 26 says, "How then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you have a hymn, has a lesson, a revelation, has a tongue or an interpretation, let all things be done to the building up of your spiritual man and God." Psalms 102 and 5 says, "Make a joyful shout unto the Lord, all ye earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord God, Lord is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." We know that we are the sheep of his pasture because if one of us go astray, he will definitely go after the one. Yeah. He'd leave that 99 and go after that one. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. 1 Peter 2, 4, and 5 says, "Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, precious, you also as a living stone are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 says that you are a chosen generation, of royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim him who called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now have received the mercy through Jesus Christ. Romans 12 and 2 tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. When we put God's will before our own, we start our day with praise and worship, recognizing that it is because of him breathing the breath of life through our bodies that we are still able to wake up in the morning. It is because of his grace and mercy that we woke up in our right minds. When we allow our flesh to die daily, proclaiming God's will over our lives, we recognize why it is important to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. Psalms 104 and 33 says, "Proclaims, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being, while I have myself, while I can exalt him, while I can speak to him, I will continuously praise him. Say to him," Acts 17 and 28 says, "Say to him, We live and move and have our own being, as also some of your poets have said, for we are also his offspring. He has died on the cross for our sins. He died for us, even though he didn't know us, we weren't born yet. Right. He died and sacrificed his life for us. Yeah. So we must sacrifice our worship towards him so that we can give him praises and worship. Yeah. And we can build up our spiritual man before God. Woo. That we may always be what he has called us to be. Yeah. That we will be, we will fulfill everything that he has desired for our life.
Yeah.
Present your bodies a living sacrifice before God.
Amen. Amen. Woo. Yeah, boy.